All right, if you just joined us now, morning, welcome to the show. No, I told you earlier, we're unpacking dyslexia this morning. And on the line, I've got optometrist Riza Ferreira. Riza, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Charles. It's going very well on this side. And good day to all the KC listeners out there. I'm super excited to speak to you today about this topic that's very, very close to my heart.
And you know what? I just want to bring it home quickly. I actually learned about dyslexia. I think I was still in high school. A friend of mine played in a television soapy Generations, and his character had dyslexia, and I couldn't understand it. So, what exactly is the dyslexia, and how would you explain it to someone hearing about it for the very first time?
Yes, that's a very good question. So I'm going to start off by saying dyslexia is not a vision problem, and it is not a sign of low intelligence. Okay. That's the most important thing. Dyslexia is a learning disorder and affects the children's ability to read, to spell, to write, and sometimes even speak. So it is a different way in which their brain processes language, reading, spelling, and sometimes even their memory. So many of these children are incredibly intelligent. They are highly creative. Yes, yet they often struggle at school, in the school system. So these children work twice as hard to keep up in a normal school system. Studies have shown that 20% of the population suffer from dyslexia. So if I can say in a classroom of 30 pupils, 6 might be struggling with this learning disability. It also has a very strong hereditary component. So it means it runs in families. And however, with the right support and understanding, these individuals can actually do very well.
Okay. So now the one thing that we want to know is what is the common signs of dyslexia and that parents or teachers should look out for?
Yes, good question. Although I have to say that dyslexia presents differently in every child, but there are some tell point signs that the parents and the teachers and everyone can actually pick up on. So in early children, they might struggle with delayed speech or difficult learning new words. They might have trouble recognizing rhythm words, difficult learning the alphabet or the days of the week. They struggle with sequencing, and they struggle to connect a letter to a sound. So by the time they go to school, they will read slowly, and they would maybe read without comprehension, difficult in sounding out new unfamiliar words, reversals of their B's, D's, their P's, and their Q's. And they hate reading in class. So their work might be messy, and their handwriting as well. And then often the parents will come into the practice and say, but my child is very bright verbally, but they struggle at school. What's going on? This leads to a lot of emotional frustration, especially around homework. Oh, my goodness, that is a struggle for these children to do homework. And that leads to low confidence in them, and even they would complain that reading is just too hard for them.
And just a quick one. I'm just going to – did you see they tend to do other things while busy with homework and not to want to do homework?
Oh, yes, for sure. They try to distract children in the class. They try to be funny in class, making jokes, looking out of the window. That is not because they want to. That is because they are lost in the class. They're not hearing what the teacher says. They, so that is one of the main concerns that we have, that these children might seem that they are not focusing in class, but that is the way that they cope in class.
Okay. So now so a lot of parents are going to sit and think now, okay, how do I teach my child? What do I need to do? And will my child be successful in school and later onwards within the career they want to pursue later onwards?
Trial, great question. For sure, these children can be very, very successful.
Mm.
But the key is early identification.
Okay.
With the right support systems, accommodations in school, and teaching methods, these children can really perform very well. Mm. Dyslexic children often need more time, okay, more repetition, and encouragement. But that does not mean that they are less intelligent. In fact, many children with dyslexia, as I have said before, are exceptionally creative because they are right brain thinkers. They have huge imaginations. They think outside the box, and they are very good at seeing solutions from a completely different perspective. Some of the world's most successful people were dyslexic. To name a few, Richard Branson, the CEO of the Virgin Group. Walt Disney was dyslexic. Steve Jobs were dyslexic. Yes. Leonardo da Vinci, Steven Spielberg, Bill Gates, Tom Cruise. The list goes on and on and on. What these children need is understanding, not criticism. And the parents and the teachers focus on their strengths, not their weaknesses. They will excel in school.
We see this on a regular basis, this misconception as well. And parents then say, my child isn't doing exceptionally well in school. So I don't know, he might do... become a police person, because
so my child is dumb. Is that the conclusion?
Yeah.
So this is the misconception that we need to get out of the way. That the misconception is that these learners are lazy or that they are not motivated well enough. But this cannot be further from the truth. Dyslexic children are often incredible hard workers, many of them put in far more effort than any of their peers in the class. But imagine yourself if you experience repeated failure, frustration, constant struggling, despite trying your very, very best in school. Mm. They easily become despondent, they get discouraged and unmotivated. So over time, this can negatively affect their confidence.
Oh.
So thank you for this interview today, because many parents are hesitant to label their child with dyslexia. And this is where we need to change that perception and create a new awareness. It is crucial to identify and diagnose these children as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because a diagnosis is not a label meant to limit your child. It is actually, it will enable them to excel. So if they don't get proper identification, or without identification of dyslexia, many of these children are left to believe that they are incapable or dumb.
Mm.
And that leads to a lot of emotional baggage.
Yeah. Okay, for those that just joined us now, I've got Arisa Ferreira on the line, optometrist. We're talking about dyslexia and the misconception, unpacking it for you to better understand if your child is a creative mind at home, creating things with hands, drawing, those kind of things. That child's strength at the end of the day. I want to bring it home to myself as well. I'm a creative by nature, and been a creative forever, for life. But really did not enjoy reading on school, but I read and to understand what I read. My listening, I concentrate on listening more than wanting to read. Is there different levels of dyslexia with children?
Yes, for sure. That's a good question that you've just asked me. So there are basically 7 types of dyslexia, believe it or not.
Wow.
So the 3 main ones is motoric dyslexia, you get auditory dyslexia, and you get visual dyslexia.
Okay.
And then you get a combination of all 3 of these dyslexias, which bring the types up to about 7 types. One child can actually have motoric, visual, and auditory. And that is the very, very difficult one to actually treat. And so we need to test to know how deep the dyslexia is. Is it a mild moderate or severe type of dyslexia, and which kind is it, so that we can taper our approach to the child's schoolwork and the therapies.
Right. Okay, before...
So there's a lot of...
No, go on, it's fine.
So the test can be done. These dyslexia tests can be done by people who are registered with the Stark Griffin Dyslexia Academy.
Okay.
And they have to be registered with the Health Professional Council of South Africa. The listeners can go to sgda.co.za. That is the Stark Griffin Dyslexia Academy. And on that webpage, they will find therapists and practitioners who can actually test for dyslexia. Children can be tested from grade three, or from the age of 9.
Oh, okay. All right. Before I let you go, I've got one more. How can families, schools, communities better support someone living with dyslexia? I know you've mentioned that parents can actually go to the SGDA, the Dyslexia Academy, go find out more about it. But for at home, what can we do, and what is the most important thing for a child and a parent?
So, 100%. I get that. So how to support? We can support these families by approaching the dyslexia child with compassion, understanding, and patience. And the first and most important step, as I stressed before, is early detection. Because the sooner we detect dyslexia and identify it, the sooner the child can get corrective support and accommodations at school. The parents, the teachers, the tutors, and the therapists need all to work together. And where open communication and mutual understanding is key. Mm. And most important, we need to focus on these children's strengths and not their struggles. When the child feels understood and supported and believed in, they are more likely to reach their full potential. Mm. And that is what we need to do for them.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much, Riza Ferreira, optometrist, on the line with us, unpacking dyslexia. You can get much later in today, you can get this podcast. It will be available on our app. But Riza, before I let you go, if people want to find out more about dyslexia and would like to talk to you, get your advice, how can they get in contact with you?
As I said, to get some of the therapists that are closest to your area is to go to the website, but they also can get hold of me at reza@reza.co.za, www.reza. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to the KC listeners today. And I truly hope that this information was helpful in creating awareness, understanding, and compassion for all people with a learning disability.
Thank you very much. It was very informative and a better understanding for me as well to look out for these kind of signs. Thank you very much, Riza, for joining us this morning. And we're going to be chatting soon again, very, very soon, I hope, with help people.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you.